Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the last few weeks in our gospel readings, we have been hearing parables of judgment, where we hear the law very clearly accusing and indicting. And then today we have a story about a party. It's about a celebration, in fact. And as the story begins, you can feel a little bit relieved. No more knocking down walls or towers, no more tearing out the hedgerows, no more trampling through the vineyards and all the rest of that. But as that story continues, we're right back into judgment and death with destruction all around. And then, towards the end of the story, there's even a guy who wore his own suit and got kicked out. What's happening here? Today's parable, I believe, begins with amazing good news. Because the setting of the story is a celebration. It's a party. It's a wedding party, a banquet fit for a king. Actually, it's fit for his prince. And to me, that metaphor of celebration sings about what the kingdom of God is really all about. Being part of the kingdom of God is meant to be a celebration. It's meant to be filled with joy and peace and even fun. Too often we think of God's kingdom in more somber tone, especially when we think about or are talking about end times. Those thoughts are usually filled with fear or at least discomfort. But in this parable and in lots of other places in the New Testament, Jesus is talking about all of this as a celebration. And so in the parable, the banquet is prepared, the party is ready, and the guests are beckoned to come to that feast. Now, the first guests, the ones who had received their engraved invitations, would not come. Not only did they not come, but like the wicked tenants we heard about a couple of weeks ago, they beat up, mistreated, and even killed some of the servants coming to bring them a message. Those ones who had already been included in the celebration disincluded themselves, and things did not go well for them. They were part of the kingdom, and they chose instead to rely on their own actions, attributes, and attitudes. Now, there are a lot of people through the years who want to make that just about the Jewish leaders and the Pharisees at the time of Jesus. Or worse yet, they try to make it about Jews alone. And that's dangerous to me, because we too have been invited into God's kingdom and into that celebration. And are we disincluding ourselves? Do we want to shine with lights that we believe come from us? Do we ever think that we have been good enough, nice enough, kind enough to sort of earn the invitation or at least the day off? You see, the judgment in this parable, like the other parables we've been listening to recently, is that the ones ultimately left out have been part of it from the beginning. They are only out by their choice. So in the parable, as it continues, the king goes on to invite everyone. The king wants a celebration, a big, bright, extravagant, enthusiastic celebration. The king wants people there, lots of people, all the people. And so the invitation now includes all, even the likes of me. When I was in junior high, what I wanted more than anything else was an invitation to a party. We had all finally sort of outgrown the let's invite your whole class to the birthday party age, right? And I wanted to be invited to a party. You know the party. It's the one that you hear about on Monday after it's taken place. Sometimes you have to hear about it second or third hand. I wanted an invitation to that kind of party, and I never, ever, ever got one. I've moved past that now, okay? There we are. But in the parable, you see, everyone is invited. This invitation goes out to bankers, lawyers, and stock traders, but also to beggars, thieves, and ladies of the night. It goes to factory workers and management. It goes to teachers and students. It goes to administrators of every kind. This invitation goes to addicts and all those who are mentally ill. It goes to the lame and it goes to the impaired. It goes to doctors and nurses and EMTs. It goes to the lonely and alone, as well as the friendly and engaged. Everyone of every type is invited to God's celebration, even us. This is the amazing part of this story. The invitation goes out to the good and the bad, and the servants gather them all in so that the wedding hall is filled with guests. And that is the picture of the kingdom of God. It's a picture of God's family. All these people are now the followers of Jesus, and they are part of the church. There seems to have only been one request made. When you come to that feast, wear the wedding robe provided. Now, to me, this is like when Paul in Colossians and other places says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, or clothe yourself with Christ. When we come into the kingdom of God, when we go out into the world to love our neighbors, it is Jesus we show. But this is what happens to that man who gets kicked out for wearing his own clothes. How many times don't we want the world to see us, our skills and our talents and our compassion, as if it all came from us? And we stick out in the kingdom of God, where all the others are putting on Christ. It's like being in a sea of beautiful white robes and having just one pea green leisure suit sitting there. It's easy to see. And in the parable, they're kicked out. They have disinvited themselves. See, in this parable, and in our lives as God's children, it's always about living God's love and bringing that love in Jesus along with us wherever we go. In this parable and in our lives as God's children, we are being invited to a celebration of God's extravagant love for all people. Now, outside the world of this parable, there is still hope for all. For in the resurrection of Jesus, we find hope for our daily resurrection as we drown our old sinful self, as we walk back into the love of Jesus. So even those who find themselves out in the story have a chance to be invited again in by the love of Jesus. You see, every week we relive this parable as we come to this table of grace, as we come to the altar for our Lord's own supper. As we remember the night in which he was betrayed, we hear again the invitation of Jesus to come and take, come and eat, and to do this in remembrance of him. We are invited to become part of the body of Christ and the communion of saints. This celebration is a foretaste of the feast to come, and it is a way for us to receive forgiveness, salvation, and a new chance to live into God's celebration. You see, the judgment of God is spoken to us today. And the promises of God are also spoken to us today. We hear that God will set a feast for us, that God will destroy the shroud cast over us, and will wipe away all our tears. God has invited us to be part of the kingdom, bringing forgiveness and joy, bringing hope and peace to neighbors and strangers, to family and friends, sisters, brothers, enemies, and all. Come to the feast and then go into the world strengthened and encouraged so that we can truly make God's vision into our mission. Amen.